Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. We also heard from Jordan Strom in the previous segment. He's the athletic director, talking about all their successes. But Kevin, you may have left a few things out, and I know you want to talk about some other accolades.
Yeah, for one, I would just I wanted to give props to Jordan, and due to our little technical glitch, didn't have time to do it while he was still on. But Jordan's one of those unsung heroes on a place like MCC's campus where behind the scenes, due to what they normally do, which he does a great job of, but this year has presented so many above and beyond challenges of the fans and the cleaning of a facility and all of the above, and how do we clean the facility in the midst of an event. And Jordan's been the one who's coordinated all of that, the travel for our teams and what that has looked like. And I just really appreciate all that he has done in navigating that, and his quick response, and how well when one of the guidances that come out from Riley County Health Department or the state changes, how quickly he adapted and handled the change. And I just really appreciate that very much. And he's just one of those unsung heroes. And it's one of the reasons we were able to function from a successful perspective, not just on the court, but around the court from a fan perspective and everything. And I appreciate that. And several of our athletes have received some great accolades this year. For one, from an NCCAA scholar athlete perspective, you've got to be a junior or senior and have a 3.5 or higher GPA. And this year, Kennedy Wilson, Jordan Lewis, and Darby Cook from our women's basketball team, and Nate Aubrey and Jeff Butler from our men's basketball team. And Kennedy and Nate, are both Manhattan High products. And so I wanted to make sure that they got a shout out. And then a couple of our players, Ronnie Harris, a freshman from Fort Worth, got second team all conference and second team all region. And then Jordan White, who hit the 75-foot shot to get us into second overtime, was first team all region and second team all American. And then Tamont Lindsay, a sophomore from Cairns, Texas, was named second team all conference. And so, we've had a lot of great athletes, and not only are they great on the court, but they're great off the court. And again, that's due in large part to people like Mindy and Jordan, who work with our athletes on a daily basis and really help them not only excel on the court, but off the court and in life and in class and every way. So just really wanted to take that second to appreciate them, even though Jordan didn't get to hear it. I'll tell him later that I did it. So
very good. Well, it's awesome to hear all that. And, you know, kind of pivoting just a little bit off of sports, what do you have coming up here as far as events? I know events are starting to come back a little bit.
Yeah, events are coming back a little bit. And as I announced last time I was on, I mentioned a few of these events, but our Women's World event was upcoming in February, and it was totally virtual, and it went really, really well. And I think from all of I heard, from a participation perspective, was our largest number ever. And I don't want to say a number because I would be wrong, but it was well over 12 or 1300. And that's hard to count because a lot of those click-ons were 20 ladies at a church gathered together, watching it together. And so really impressive, and appreciate our team and all that they do. But coming up, due to some of the changes and some of the guidance locally and some of the announcements by the Riley County Health Department, our free Bible class, which was going to be entirely virtual like it was a year ago, is going to be a hybrid event. So it'll have limited people who'll be able to be in person, but still people will be able to enjoy virtually. It starts March 29th, runs from 6 to 8:30. Dave Henry, one of our faculty members, will be teaching on Christian theology. And so we encourage people to sign up for that, whether they're going to be in person or not. But since it'll be limited, we really encourage them to sign up, since we're going to be doing it in a hybrid perspective. So some can be in the room and some won't be, but it would be a limited number. So please sign up. And then our Vision 360 banquet, which is one of our, we talk about the past, future, and present and future of the college, has really become something important to us over the last 5 or 6 years. And it's going to be held on April 17th. From 6 to 8 p.m. And due again to the change in guidance, we're going to be able to host that hybrid in a hybrid manner in our activity center, the Howie's Activity Center, on April 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll start at 5:30 gathering. But since it's going to be hybrid, again, it's going to be limited how many people can be here. We're going to probably have 4 people at a table for 10, like a husband and wife can sit next to each other, but they would be opposite sides of the table from another couple possibly sitting there. And so we would love to have people join us in person, but also join us from a hybrid perspective, because we give our alumni awards to some great winners who've impacted the world in a positive way. We give our student awards, and they are some great young people. And it's really one of the best ways people can get a 360-degree view of Manhattan Christian College, which is obviously so much deeper than just driving by and seeing our buildings and seeing our signs. And we've also got an exciting announcement that night that we're going to have a project that we're going to be announcing. And we encourage people to be a part of that night, whether they can be in person or whether to join us virtually. I think they'll want to be a part of the evening because we're really excited about what we're going to be sharing. And again, thankfully, due to the change in guidance by Riley County Health Department, instead of it just all being virtual, it'll be able to be hybrid. And we'll make sure that we follow the guidelines very closely and encourage the safety of everybody involved, but would love to have everybody. And then our graduate, we're starting a new event this year. We normally have a luncheon on the day of graduation, but this year we're going to switch it into a banquet just for our graduates with our on-campus MCC family, our faculty and staff with our graduates, and let it be a time where they're not worried about family details and going for a picture for graduation and coming back and going to practice and a lot of other distractions. It's just going to be a night where we gather as a campus family and celebrate our graduates. And so we're excited about that. It's going to be Thursday, April 29th, and just will be something new we do this year and see how that works. And while I say it's new, it's true. There's nothing new under the sun. More than 20 years ago, we used to do this. And so it's kind of a revamping of that. And we hope it's a fun night. And then we do still plan to hold commencement because of being able to do so with loosened restrictions on Saturday, May 8th. And obviously, it will still be very different because, 2 years ago, we had over 600 at our commencement ceremony. And last year, we had probably only about 100 to 110. Graduates were able to be there and our faculty and staff, but then they were only able to have like two family members. And so it was limited and there will still be limitations, but we're going to go ahead and hold it in person and are excited about that. And so we're now again changing plans. And I think probably one of the words of the year since a year ago March is being flexible and adaptable. Either one, be flexible, adaptable, continue to do what we need to do to keep everybody safe. And we're excited that we're able to have these events and make plans to have them in person. And probably at least one of the positives is we're doing it from experience. A year ago, we were doing it with no experience. We didn't know what to do. None of us did. But at least this year, we've experienced everything from last year and are going through with wisdom and guidance. And we know what works and what works well. And so we're excited about those events coming up this spring that are going to be fun to have everybody gather for. So appreciate the opportunity to talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, one thing that was missed, I think, a lot last year, especially living in a college town like we do here in Manhattan, is the lack of commencement activities. And it's good to see that those are coming back in some sort of fashion, in person, inviting people to celebrate, because, man, I think a lot of people really missed that last year.
Yeah, they really have. And, you know, while saying that, you know, like our two major recruiting events this year were both virtual, when it's always great to have students on our campus. And Timothy Days is where probably 75 to 80% of the students who attend Timothy Days end up becoming students at MCC. And this year, both of those had to be virtual. But I recently had a dad reach out and say, I just want to let you know, I know y'all were worried about it, but our son thoroughly enjoyed the evening. Your team did a great job with their energy, with their excitement and the plans that they made. And so, again, I just want to give a shout out to all of our staff and faculty for what they have done to help this year be successful and to be as positive as it can be. Not normal, but as positive as it can be. And I really appreciate that. And again, coming to the close of our time, Brandon, it's always great to be on K-Man. Good to see your face since we're able to do that this time. Tell Dave hello for me. Miss seeing him. Appreciate K-Man and the role they play in our community. So thank you very much.
Can you hear me? Can I say hello myself?
Yes, you can, sir. Always right. Good to hear your voice, all too, right. Dave.
Good. I know I'm not on the Zoom, but we have the technology to speak through the studios. So how are you?
Voice,
how are
man. You? Hope you're doing well.
Thank you. How are you handling spring break?
Very well. I was out of town all last week, so kind of had a break last week and this week. So it's nice to have a little quieter campus and stay focused on stuff with a little less interruption. So it's doing well.
You had a double spring break.
I did personally, yes.
Well, look at you. Most people schedule, was it a vacation? Mind if I ask?
Well, two of the days were meetings, but the meetings were in Orlando, and my wife and I took a couple of days before and afterwards to enjoy the beach over at Cocoa Beach. And so there were very few people on the beach. We were able to socially distance and just relax. So it was great.
How were they with masks and such down in Florida along the beach?
I think probably a third of the restaurants we went to had a mask required going in. A third had mask recommended, and another third, we didn't see anything. But my wife and I went ahead and wore masks everywhere we went and when we were in public, and took them off when we sat down to eat, just like we do in Manhattan. And we got a few looks by people. You know, I'm sure they just thought, well, here's somebody from out of town. Yeah. But we still felt like it was wise to do that.
You Kansans.
Right.
It's a different world in other parts of the country.
Good to hear from you, my friend. Take care.
You too.
That's Kevin Ingram again, president of Manhattan Christian College, joining us here on In Focus.